great Gohan Malakia Hawkins.
First hour. Yeah, you may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Now, I'd like to start off this sermon by asking a question. Okay, now, I don't want anyone sharing their answer with the individual next to them. Just keep your answer to yourself. All right, so listen very carefully, because if you don't understand this question or don't hear the question, you know, I don't want anyone to say, well, man, I didn't understand what this guy said. So, you know, you have to pay very close attention. So listen, this is what the question is. What is keeping you in the house of Yahweh? What is keeping you in the house of Yahweh? Now, the first thing might pop into your mind, well, look, the laws of Yahweh. But what we have to remember is the laws of Yahweh is what bind us to Yahweh. Because sin separates us, the laws is what bind us to Yahweh. Some of you might say, well, look, the house of Yahweh is the pillar and ground of Yahweh's truth. Yes, it is the pillar and ground of Yahweh's truth. But what is keeping us here in the house of Yahweh is the mercy of Yahweh. That is what keeping us here in Yahweh's house, the mercy of Yahweh. Because it's not by our might or our strength. Not by our might or our strength. Right? And this is how Pastor described this to us. He described the mercy of Yahweh. But for your notes, you could write down Romans chapter 11, verse 32, where it says, "For Yahweh hath imprisoned all men in their own disobedience, only to show mercy to all mankind." So we can actually see it's the mercy of Yahweh that have us here in Yahweh's house. This was taken from the 11th book of Yisrael. Listen to how Pastor described Yahweh's mercy. The 11th book of Yisrael, the end of the age, part 1. This is found on page 76, verse 26. Now listen carefully what Yahweh's great witness said to us. He says, "So, when you come to the house, you are going to be going against everything natural that being put into your body. Yes, you are going to have to fight it, because Yahweh said he made you just opposite from what he actually wants you to be. He is still making you. He's going to make you into his image, but right now, you have got to fight the way of the flesh, what he put in the flesh for you to overcome. And you have got to overcome it. He said, if you don't overcome it, well, you're not fit for the kingdom. And this is the mercy that hope Pastor explained, this mercy of Yahweh. Now, some people, when they fall away from the house of Yahweh, they will come up with all kind of crazy ideas and still think that Yahweh is still hearing them. But let us look at Second Thessalonians chapter 2 is found on page 930. Second Thessalonians. Second Thessalonians 2, verse 11 and 12. And for this reason, Yahweh will send them strong delusion, that they would believe the deception, in order that all those may be judged as not having believed the truth, but as having delight in sin. And this is what actually occurs when someone fall away. Yahweh will say, he send them strong delusion that they will actually believe that liar. But all an individual have to do, someone who fall away, is beg Yahweh to return to his house. Take the path of the prodigal son. Humble yourself and return. Beg Yahweh to come back to his house and humble yourself to the one that Yahweh have put in office, the priest. This is what all these individuals have to do. They must humble themselves. But can they find Yahweh anywhere else but in the house of Yahweh? Because, you know, this is their mindset. They could go and find Yahweh somewhere else beside the house of Yahweh. But let's look at Psalms 127 verse 1. Psalms 127 verse 1, where it said, unless Yahweh builds the house, they who builds it labor in vain. Meaning, well, look, that person is this vain, meaning worthless. The effort that you're putting out is totally worthless. And this also corresponds with the little horn in Revelation. It's a worthless work that they are bringing through. The Catholic Church is bringing through. Well, let us look at what King David and King Solomon show us, the only place and the only people that Yahweh is keeping very close contact with. Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 8. 1 Kings chapter 8. We're just going to read some of the verses. We're going to read it like 17 to 19. Now, it was in the heart of my father David to build a house for the name of Yahweh. He said to build a house for the name of Yahweh, the father of Israel. But Yahweh said to my father David, because it was in your heart to build a house for my name, the house of Yahweh, you did well that it was in your heart. He said, nevertheless, you shall not build the house, your son, but your son, who is your own flesh and blood, he shall build the house for my name. So we see exactly what the place of worship that David and Solomon worship. Let us look at 29. May your eyes be open towards this house night and day. It didn't say church. It said this house, the house of Yahweh. It said night and day towards the place you said, my name, my authority shall be there. So you may hear the prayer that your servant made towards this place or towards Yahweh's house. Verse 53. Listen carefully what he said here. But you single them out, calling them out from the world, from amongst all the people of the earth, to be your own inheritance. So we could see the only inheritance, the only place that Yahweh put his inheritance is in the house of Yahweh. Just as you spoke by the hand of Moshe, your servant, when you brought our fathers out of Egypt, O mighty Yahweh. When Solomon had finished praying all these prayers and supplication to Yahweh, He rose from in front of the altar of Yahweh, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up towards heaven. And you see, all these are little clues. All these are little clues showing us, well, look, with this house of Yahweh, the way we pray, even the way we pray, is the same way. Then he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, blessed be Yahweh, who have given rest to his people Israel. Just as he promised, listen, not one word have failed of all the righteous promises he promised through his servant Moshe. He said, not one word. And we know Moshe have prophesied a lot for this last day's work. He said, not one word. He said, everything came to pass. Now, let us look at the promise that Yahweh made to him. Listen this very closely. Chapter 9, one page over. Listen very carefully. He said, when Solomon had finished building the house of Yahweh and the king's house and had finished all he had desired to accomplish, Yahweh appeared to Solomon the second time. Verse 3. Yahweh said to him, I have heard the prayer and the supplication that you have made before me. I have sanctified and consecrated this house you have built to establish my name there forever. He said, there forever, nowhere else in the house of Yahweh. He said, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. Now this word perpetually, the word perpetual means continuing or enduring forever. This is taken from Random House Dictionary. Second meaning, continuing or continued without intermission or interruption. The third meaning, blooming or more or less continuously throughout the season or the year. So we see Yahweh is always going to be in his house. This is the place. No other place in this world you can get salvation but the house of Yahweh. So where else can someone else go to search for Yahweh? Nowhere else. They say you can search the entire writings of the apostles and prophets, and they will show you exactly where everyone needs to go. There is no religion on the face of this earth that can teach you the way to eternal life. No religion whatsoever. Now the worldly priests, the children of the false prophet that were in the prophet Jeremiah days, right? These children of these false prophets is still, you know, still teaching the same thing. And people expect to go out and get salvation somewhere else. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 23. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 15 and 16. He said, therefore, this is what Yahweh of hosts says concerning these prophets. Behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophet of Jerusalem, profaneness have gone out into all the land. This is what Yahweh of hosts says. Do not listen to the words of the prophet who prophesied to you. They make you vain, fool you with empty hope. They speak a vision from their own mind and not from the mouth of Yahweh. From their own mind, not the mouth of Yahweh. They continually say to those who despise me, Yahweh have said, you will have peace. And saying to everyone who walks according to the imagination of his heart, their own stubborn mind, no evil will come upon us. This is what the priests, the worldly priests, is putting in the heart and mind of the people. But who among them has stood in my counsel, stood in the counsel of Yahweh? Who amongst them had stood in Yahweh's counsel? None of them. Not one of them is standing in Yahweh's counsel. Only one individual Yahweh have brought and trained and is standing in Yahweh's counsel. And he is teaching us the way to the kingdom of Yahweh. And that is Yisrael Hawkins. No one else. So, when someone leaves the house of Yahweh, what are they really turning back to? What are they really turning back to? Because they certainly can't seek Yahweh. Yahweh is not going to listen to that individual because they only this place. What they are turning back to? God worship. Right? I don't know how many of you could recognize this little symbol here. Right? Christianity classes it as the Trinity. And you know, I saw this symbol and I asked a great priest in Yahweh's house. I said, man, I recognize this symbol, but I don't know exactly where it's from. Right? But this is what it says. You see? Triple goddess wicker symbol. Right? So that is what they're turning back to. This individual, this is the god wicker. And Pastor told us. He told us exactly who this individual is, who this god is. That's the god that gave the Catholic Church right for pedophilia. So this is what they're turning back to. This God worship. That is exactly what. They're turning from the only place that Yahweh have chosen. And to turn back to profaneness. Defilement. This is what they are turning back to. Let's turn over to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Verse 28. Where it said, and so, since they did not like to retain Yahweh in their knowledge, Yahweh gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not proper. To do those things, he turned them back into that reprobate mind. A reprobate mind, this is what it means. A mind void of righteous judgment. They tried and proven to be unworthy. It said rejected. Rejected. So we see exactly what they are turning back to. A reprobate mind. A mind that can't qualify for the kingdom of Yahweh. But let us turn over quickly to Malachi. We'll see exactly. You know, remember that word rejected. Remember that word rejected. Let's turn over to Malachi, the prophet Malachi. For he explained in Malachi chapter 4. Malachi chapter 4. Let's read from verse 1 and 2. He said, for behold, the day comes that will burn like an oven, and all the proud, yes, and all who do wickedly. The people who have not come to the house of Yahweh, yes, they will have the opportunity. They will have the opportunity. But those prodigal sons who turn and don't come back, this is what it's describing. Right? But listen carefully what it says. It said that the day that comes will burn them up, meaning no salvation, no deliverance for these people, if they don't turn back to the house of Yahweh. No deliverance for them, said Yahweh, of course. And it will leave them neither root nor branch. Yeshua is that root. Yeshua Hawkins is that branch. Showing well, look, you'll be totally cut off. totally cut off from eternal life. And this is what it means to be rejected. No salvation whatsoever. For closing scripture, let us turn over to Psalms 132. Psalms 132 is found on page 487. Now, this is a prophecy that ties in the last day's work, Yeshua Hawkins, with Yeshua Messiah. The two of them goes together. Right? The two of them goes together. Let's just look at verse 17. Okay, verse 17. There I will make a king for David. I have anointed a lamp. Remember that. He is anointed a lamp for my anointed. Now the anointed here is Yeshua. Now we're looking at the lamp. This is what we're looking at. Now, what we have to remember is what the law say. That is Exodus chapter 27, verse 21. It said, a priest must light the seventh lamp lampstand. The priest, meaning every area of the house of Yahweh, each house of the house of Yahweh, a priest. Yahweh raised a priest to bring forth the laws of Yahweh, to bring forth that light of Yahweh. And Yahweh tied in the priest, Yeshua Hawkins, and Yeshua, our high priest. Yahweh anointed Yeshua Hawkins and Yeshua Messiah for this last day's work. This is exactly what he's showing us here. So, where can these people go to get salvation? Nowhere. They have to come right back here to Yahweh's house. And even we look at what is written in Psalms 23, to the end of it, where it said, and we will dwell in the house of Yahweh forever. Who is that he's speaking about? All the saints. Hebrews chapter 11. All these saints. He said, we will dwell in the house of Yahweh forever. So when these people are resurrected, they're not going to look for no church. They are coming right back to Yahweh's house because they know, as Jacob said, man, how beautiful is this place. Now, Jacob didn't have his mind on foolishness. He had his mind on overcoming and qualifying for the kingdom of Yahweh. He said, how beautiful is this place? This is no other than the house of Yahweh, the gate and the entrance to Yahweh's house, to eternal life. So this is where everyone has to return to. So all of us who are here, keep our mind focused as Jacob did. Keep our mind focused on overcoming and qualifying for Yahweh's great kingdom. So with this, I'd like to turn. Will you all please stand? I'd like to turn the service over to the great Kohan Zephaniah Hawkins. Praise Yahweh.
Hello, everyone. Please be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. We have three stories today, and they're centered on the issue of Assyria and Iran. And the first one is Hillary Clinton calling for pressure against Russia and China because Russia and China is not going along. They're not going along with the sanctions against Syria. And Hillary Clinton, who's supposed to be kind of an ambassador, she's a Secretary of State, but she wants all nations to make it clear that Russia and China will pay a price. And she's basically antagonizing these two huge nations that, when they come together, of course, would give the United States a lot of problems. And ultimately, this is the type of conflict that's going to almost wipe out all life on planet Earth. And then the next story is the results of the sanctions against Iran, and these sanctions are supposed to make Iran more peace-loving, but the actual effect is they end up testing new long-range, medium-range, and short-range missiles, and they call these exercises the Great Prophet 7. And they say, which is interesting, but I think that Mukhmad Ahmadinejad is listening to the House of Yahweh, but they say it can hit Israel in U.S. military bases. So the effects of the sanctions are not causing Iran to be more peaceful. They're causing Iran to be more warlike. And now Hillary Clinton wants to do the exact same thing against China and Russia. And they're capable of making much more powerful missiles than Iran is. And then the last one is the Iranians are considering blocking the Strait of Hormuz using mines. And they can block the strait for at least a period of time, and that would cut off the oil supply, and it would cause oil prices to raise, which is one of the goals of the Iranians, because then they'd make more money. But one of the things, the reason that they go against the Iranians is Mukhmad Ahmadinejad, if you've ever listened to one of his speeches, he makes perfect sense in a lot of things he's saying. He's not the House of Yahweh, but he has a more of a holiness to him than these other world leaders. And he gave a speech to the United Nations in September 22nd of 2011. And one of the things that he said after listing all the problems in the world, including hunger, which you notice they don't really talk about now. They talk about global warming and they talk about the economy, but they don't talk about starving people and the fact that a lot of people are living in poverty and dying from a lack of food. And he says in this speech, wouldn't you think the root cause of the problems must be sought in the prevailing international order or the way the world is governed? Okay, so he's focused in on that, and this is why they don't like him. And then he gave a list of all the things the United States has done while pretending to be the peace bringers to the world. And it's like a laundry list of horribles, including the only ones that have actually dropped nuclear weapons on other countries. And the fact that they have like hundreds of military bases all over the world. And he says, doesn't this cause instability? He says, what we really need is a whole nother way of ruling the world. And then he starts to actually get spiritual, and he actually talks about the creation of a supreme ideal society with the arrival of a perfect human being who is a sincere and true lover of all human beings. That's what he says is necessary. So you can see this is really why they don't like this man. So now let's play the video. Everyone, please stand. The greatest teacher in the world, the great Kohan Israel Hawkins!
Shalom, everyone! Another beautiful day and beautiful people. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. The news is exciting right now to me. It is. It shows the nearness now of what is taking place, what prophecy shows will take place. And this is a welcome sight, even though it's going to get really rough, as the scripture shows. You've got to keep in mind, now, this thing with Sandusky, this kind of helps me to bring to light this system. And of course, it's not just one person. The world focuses on one person, and they take that person, lock them up, and their troubles are over, and that's as far as they can see. It's like they're allies. They can only see one enemy at a time, and of course they're building enemies and don't know it with their plans, and their plans are set by this system, the same system that really fouled up Sandusky's life. I feel sorry for that man, and I feel sorry for the millions of others. I can hardly wait to teach them Yahweh's laws, and we will one day. I can see how Yahweh loves these people and how he's gone to extremes for the 6,000 years. And of course, one of the prophets said, you know, that Yahweh don't change. He doesn't change his mind. Otherwise, You know, he would have gotten angry and wiped them out. But the fact is, he does love these people, and they're paying a terrible price for their rebellion, not actually their rebellion. They were trained. Sandusky was trained to do what he did. And of course, they're still training others to do the same thing. Their mission is to destroy mankind and totally destroy the earth and the heavens that have to do with this plan of Yahweh. And that's what Yahshua said. He said, if Satan can do this, destroy heaven and earth, that is the heavens that govern the earth, then Yahweh's plan is finished. It won't go anymore. But the fact is, Yahweh shows that she can't and won't. Now, praise Yahweh. But Sandusky is part of a prophesied system that is bringing the world down. And that's what we see now. They have plans of depopulating the earth down to 2 billion people or less. And in what they're getting caught up in, there would be no way of survival even for those 2 billion people if Yahweh didn't have a different plan. And of course, bringing up this work that he is in, and that's what we are now. We are the house of Yahweh, or the prophesied system that will restore the original earth and heavens back to what they were. Praise Yahweh. I know you've probably heard about the God particle, and this is another sign that they don't believe. You know, the fathers didn't believe. If they did, they'd have been keeping the Sabbath day, and that's what the apostle said in Hebrews 4. They simply don't believe. And, of course, man after another that thought he was wise would try to explain how the earth actually existed and how mankind came into existence. Well, a few years ago, a scientist in this huge, you can't imagine how huge this nuclear research system is in Geneva, that all the nations have a part in, have contributed to, and that's all they did. All it's for is nuclear research. And of course, they found this particle that they call the God particle, and the reason they call it the God particle is they don't believe the scriptures, which show how the earth was created. And the scriptures that show this actually prove that they are right, and it shows that a much more intelligent being actually showed us these things in the scriptures and prophesied each end result of those things, of each thing that they prophesied. And those prophecies have come to pass step by step down through the centuries. So this proves that the being that inspired the scriptures to be written has the wisdom to foretell what is going to take place, and that's what he's done. And he's foretold this time period, which is at the end of his 6,000-year plan. He's foretold it by several different prophets down through the years, inspired prophets. Then he inspired the apostles to write about us too. But this plan of Yahweh's so far has protected this plan from Satan. But so we can see if Satan could have destroyed the heavens and the earth, she would have. She would have already done it. She still has hopes of doing so. The God particle that was discovered several years ago, they happened onto it again a few days ago, and they're really excited. They even, all of them cheered when it was told what took place. But it's a particle that's far more energetic than the nuclear, the splitting of the atom, and it feeds on its own energy, and as it feeds, it multiplies. Now, of course, in this same thing, they also discovered a tiny bit of the energy that Yahweh is going to give you, and it comes from a virus, yes, and you have it in your body already, but they can multiply this virus to where you, if you have a computer and a battery that's battery operated, you could actually charge this computer from your own body, from this system. And they've already discovered how to implant it in your body, so you will have this great power to make your own light, charge your own batteries. This is true. Now, and of course, I've told you that the energy that we're going to have control over. Now, Yahweh created this, and when he created the earth and the heavens that govern the earth. Yes, it's ruled by an enormous amount of energy taking place to keep the planets in line. They don't just float around on their own. Now, science knows this, but they don't want to believe in Yahweh, because whoever takes the name of Yahweh, there's a departing from evil that's got to take place with it, or they don't remain. So, they're lost, and none of the wicked will understand. That's a standing rule with Yahweh, that none of the wicked will understand. But in this great energy that you're going to have control of, it's going to be given to you. All the things that they're seeking for right now and trying to create a greater energy, they've got energy now that would destroy the whole earth 10 times over. But they're still seeking greater, more powerful energy that they can pinpoint, and probably without even anyone knowing it. The scientists now that has been telling them, don't do this. Don't fool with this. It's too powerful. And, of course, when they gave the information that they had let it loose, or that it broke loose, then they said, it's too late now. You've already gone too far. And they're saying that the next thing is, it will keep building energy where it is. It is not housed like Yahweh enclosed it, like Yahweh uses it. It's a ball of energy that feeds on its own energy and keeps on feeding and feeding and getting larger and larger and larger. Well, of course, they thought they had it contained, but they didn't. And the information is now that not long, it could be a short time, could be a few years, but it is going to cause a huge earthquake. Now, I probably wouldn't pay much attention to that if it wasn't for the fact that Revelation shows us it is going to cause one huge earthquake, something is. And the scientists are saying to say now it's the God particle. The reason they call it the God particle is that it pulls in strength and combines it from other particles around it. So they said, well, this is the way the earth was created and the heavens were created, It pulled all this stuff into it, and then it had a great explosion that sent all these bubbles out, these big balls of, they call planets now, and the sun and the moon and all of that. But in Genesis 1:26, we see that we're going to have that. The Savior said, of course, this is just bits and pieces of what they're trying to gather now, what science is trying to gather in the way of nuclear bombs, nuclear energy. That's what they're trying to house, but they're using it for war and going to continue using it for war until 4/5 of the earth's population is wiped out. But the Savior said, seek first. Don't seek this now. Seek first the kingdom of Yahweh and His righteousness. Then all of this other will be given to you. Speaking, of course, of the energy that I've talked about, that you are going to receive, but you're going to receive not a jar to put it in, or, you know, a lid that won't crack to keep it in. You know, you're going to have command of it, but it's going to stay where you command it to stay. And of course, the reason this was created to begin with was to make the earth survive, and it's used in that manner. Well, now they've discovered it, and they are going to use it for other purposes, but they may have already let something out that they can't retrieve and can't control. We will be able to control it, and what we're going to put back together, you can't imagine what kind of a mess this earth is going to be in unless you really study these scriptures and see what they actually say, and think about the power and the energy it's going to take to make the earth reel to and fro, make it sink like a hut. And this is not going to be just a small hole in the ground. What Yahweh is talking about there with the prophets, it's going to be something that is going to affect the whole earth. And, of course, waters, oceans, the water is that the oceans are already being affected right now from just what little global melting of the glaciers that has taken place so far. And the ocean has risen something like 2 inches. The waters have not even got here yet that can bring them up higher. It takes a long time to do so. But if you think about the energy now that's in the nuclear bombs, and then that now this other energy that's been let loose that they were afraid to even talk about, afraid the enemies would get it before they did, and they might use it to do something wrong if they get it. Laugh, yeah. Real laugh. I want you to turn over to Revelation 6. You've got to keep this in mind, and you've got to keep all of this other in mind. What does Sandusky have to do with the price of eggs in China anyway? You know? But the system that has everything to do with what is taking place right now in the earth, with the preparations, the magnificent knowledge that was given to mankind, and then the stupidity of mankind to use it like he is using it for everything that is hateful and hurtful, that's what they're using this little bit of energy for. And of course, you being the choice ones, and you are chosen, brethren, you're chosen for this great power. And you being the chosen, you're going to receive that power if you will just buckle under and qualify for it. And I've told you how to do it. Find joy and find love. If you find joy in working with people and doing the jobs, and I know it's sweaty and wind-blown and everything like that today, but if he sets you down in an air-conditioned room and served you like he wants to serve you in the future, you wouldn't prove anything to Yahweh. You'd prove how much you enjoyed it, but then you, even with the minds you have, with all the luxury and everything, you would still want to go out and do something harmful and hateful. So you would use the energy just like the world is using it today. Surely you can see the stupidity in what we're doing with a little bit of energy that Yahweh has given us in this generation now, when he said that the time that the knowledge would be increased, that's Daniel 12:4, it would be increased. Well, he increased it. He didn't give them all the knowledge that they could have that you're going to receive. And being the chosen ones, you will receive that knowledge. And the things that they're searching for, trying to find right now, all it is ruining mankind, because the system of lust goes with it. This great system of lust, the unfulfilled, uncontrolled lust that the world is dealing with. Well, here we see in chapter 6, we see Yahshua. Now, of all the prophecies that I've brought you concerning Yahshua and his work of beholding a certain person, a certain house in the last days, beholding, and then the great apostle, great priest Shaul Hawkins, he brought you a little bit, just a little bit of what that word means, that word behold means, because he's also going to give you your power, your authority. He's the judge. He's your judge. And he's the one that's going to say to us, you're worthy, come, my faithful and honorable servants. Well, that's part of that word, behold, and enter into this great authority that is given you, planned from the beginning, because you are the sons of man. And of course, it was promised to the sons of man. Well, here the Lamb here, we see him first, so we know that he's in charge of this thing. He's not going to let it get out of hand. And then we see the quartet here, and what they're doing, and what was prophesied that they would do. And of course, we see them doing it. And verse 4 shows that one of them is going to take peace from the earth. It's granted. Power, authority is given unto him. And it's granted that he should remove peace from the earth. And he has a great sword with eyes all over. And that great sword keeps getting greater every day. If you saw the drone this week, not even a man on it. You know, this is all run by the last day's increase of knowledge, which is the computer. And they've created drones that they're flying over us too, by the way. Maybe someone else could bring this on the drones. It's a exciting subject. It's well worth everyone knowing, bring films or something on it. But they've got drones now that's not much bigger than a mosquito and can do all sorts of things. And of course, they're using them against people, not for people, but against people. But this drone, they sent it out to spy over Pakistan. It fired 4 missiles into a building, killed 8 and wounded some others. That was just this last week. You saw the threats of Hillary Clinton. You saw the threats of Iran. This is all part of the system. This is part of their training program. Like Sandusky was trained in what he did. And they're being trained in what they're doing right now. The part of Sandusky, that's just a part of weakening the mind to where Satan can control it more and more, to where death means nothing to people. where they have no love at all for anyone, and yet here's a Savior, their own Savior, that they say he's our Savior. Well, he's telling them, love your enemy, but there's no love there. In fact, there's not even any feelings among these people for what they're doing. They say, well, those are our enemies, those that we shot down, and yes, they were just trying to defend themselves against this huge monster, but they're our enemies. Well, verse 5 here, we see the black horse with a pair of scales, and there's going to be starvation, of course, in this, but they don't want to hurt the oil and the wine of these four beings or four systems of power here. Four systems is what it is that was created, prophesied in Daniel. Four powers of the earth, four beastly systems, as Daniel called it. That's the way it was translated. But they're empires, four ruling empires that are still ruling. The rulership is not stopped, even though they were divided. But now they are somewhat in agreement on what they're doing. Not total agreement, because they're fighting among themselves. Russia is one of the quartet, but she's teamed up with some other allies that doesn't like what the other three are doing. So they have no unity there. It's like the United States. The United States is not united by any means, and they're fighting against their own president that they put in office. Well, part of them put it in office. The rest of them didn't agree. So they're still divided, and you can see the divisions. This is not going to be so in the kingdom that Yahweh is building. Praise Yahweh. And unless you agree 100%, no, you won't receive this great power that we are promised in Genesis 1:26. But hurt not the oil and the wine, last part of verse 6. And then we see he opened the fourth seal, and we see this pale horse, verse 8, and with him comes the fourth part of the earth, over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with war, and then we see pestilence and hunger. Well, of course, this is taking place right now, and this is part of the prophecies that's going to be fulfilled by that system, the Sandusky system, that caused him to be where he is right now in that situation. And when he had opened the fifth seal, he saw the souls or people who had been beheaded by this system, who had been killed, wanting to know when they're going to be resurrected. Well, of course, that's us wanting to know when they're going to be resurrected. The dead know nothing, and they're not asking questions. But white robes was given unto them, and a little season left before we resurrect them. But the resurrection is in this time period right here, this generation that Yahshua called the last generation. And then we see in verse 12, the great earthquake. The great earthquake, and the sun, of course, as Matthew 24 showing. Now, this could be the God particle, because it is powerful. It's more powerful than the nuclear bombs or the atom bombs. Smaller, but more powerful. And once it's let loose out of its environment, the way Yahweh housed it, the way Yahweh controls it, once it's taken out of that, then it could cause, they're saying now, and they're saying it could, and it's also a great probability that it's going to. And it could be a few months or a few years or maybe just a few weeks. But the heavens were darkened. The earthquake in verse 12, sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and of course this shows what Yeshua was showing, that the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give her light, stars will fall from heaven, and of course he says here the moon became as blood, the stars fell from heaven. Now you can see here the great energy that is taking place, and imagine trying to live through this. Now, if you just think what we're up against here, you know it's called a protected place, so you know that Yahweh is going to bring us through this situation that we see here man building. The system that is bringing this forth, they brought forth the nuclear bombs in this time period. They wasn't prophesied to take place until this generation, yet they're here. And they've been used, and we see the devastation of those nuclear bombs. With that amount of energy and the thousands, and they are going to use these, they're going to try first strike. And if this could well start within any time now, because Iran has, I don't know if they decided, they didn't say what they decided, but they talked about, as you saw in the film, closing the Strait of Hormuz. Well, the United States is saying, don't hurt our oil. The United States is already sending more warships there. Iran said we'd hit every one of them, in just a matter of a few minutes. So they might be the ones they use to sink in that strait. There may be a pile of them there. This is a massive amount of energy that Iran contains already. So if they fire loose then, seeing they can't control Iran, and Iran is hurting their oil and their wine, it's getting out of hand now. So we've got to use nuclear war. That's our only choice left. So you can see how easily this could take place right now. So what manner of person ought you to be? That's what the apostle asked. It's here. It's on us. And the very fact that we have it for this generation proves some higher power wrote this. This wasn't just a man. This proves Yahweh, not a God particle, but Yahweh. It proves what the Scripture says, because every prophecy is tied in with every other chain of prophecy. It's come, it's been fulfilled, it's here, and we got the power to actually do exactly what is written there in those prophecies. Then in verse 14, the heavens departed like a scroll. Of course, we see this prophecy also in Isaiah, which shows that Yahweh is going to roll it back and take over immediately, of course, to protect His house and the amount of people that He wants to serve in this next coming few years after this takes place. But what I want you to see now is this system. This system is so screwed up, and they haven't found any answers at all. Sandusky was their only problem, right? And they put him in jail, so now their problem is solved. That's how weak their minds are in thinking that this is the way they're thinking. If they could get Iran out of the way, they'd have no more problems, right? It started long before this with the system called Rebellion or Nimrod. It started right there. And of course, Yahweh said, out of love, true love for His people, He says, I'm going to prove to you what I say is true. Well, here is where the system was let loose to go and find ways of war to bring about what we see here in Revelation 6. Well, we see here also the heavens roll back, so we know that Yahweh is not dead. He's going to do what he says, roll back the heavens like a scroll. We see the writing in the clouds right now. Well, that should prove to you that Yahshua can command the clouds to do whatever he wants them to do. So he can roll the clouds back for his house. And he's going to. Now that makes sense, right? He's proved that he has the power to do so. I was told that a picture of this donkey was in the clouds yesterday. And did you get a picture? Did it come out? Or it did? Okay. It was put over Abilene yesterday. The donkey that I first spotted, I was the first. I didn't get a picture, but I'm the first to see it. And that, well, it was put over Abilene yesterday, and three people of the house of Yahweh was going into town, and they saw it, and they called me quickly. They pulled over to get a picture of it, and they said they didn't know whether they got the picture or not, but I assume now they did. He's shaking his head yes. So but I said, if you didn't get the picture, get your artist out there and get it drawn. We want that picture. And I believe the press room was included in the picture or something. You know, you can't just do things like this without having the power to do so. And of course, given your power now that Yahweh wants to give you, you yourself could roll back the heavens. And you probably will, because Yahweh says he's going to give it to the sons of man. So when you qualify for it, then you're going to redo this earth. Yahweh says he's going to do it, but he does it through his house. He gives the prophecy, he gives the command, then the house does the work. The mules, the donkeys do the work. Now let me give you another little glitch here. If you're not capable of working together now with a bowl of soup and a spoon and a fork, how will you be capable or prove to Yahweh that you'll be capable of getting along when you have that kind of power? Now, this is the world, the shape the world is in. They have power. They have nuclear power that can destroy the earth, and that is what they're going to do. They're setting up to do it right now because they can't get along, and they proved it in the kitchen with a bowl of soup and a fork and a knife. Or in the field picking vegetables. Or in the dairy barn milking cows. What are you proving to Yahweh? Buckle down, get your prayers to going early of the morning, ask for Yahweh's guidance. That's what I do. But that's the power we're going to have, and we're going to have to prove that we can handle it, and that's what Yahweh is putting us through this for. The next thing we're going to do, of course, we see in verse 16, and said to the house, verse 15, then the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and all these mighty men. Somebody said when they came looking for the witness, they thought they were going to find someone sitting on a throne wearing a long robe with gold and silver all over it and a big gold cap of some kind with gold and silver. And I said, no, that's the Vatican there. That's go to the Vatican if you want to find that. If you want to find the witness, he's just a common, ordinary Okey. Okay. trained to work from daylight till dark and after dark if the job is not done. That's me. He says, but the kings and the mighty men and the chief captains and all the bondmen, every free man, sought protection for themselves in their governments and in the assemblies and in the houses of their gods, and said to the houses of their gods, this, think about the excitement here and the stress that's going to be upon these people. Asking for protection right here from what they can see, committing suicide in fear of what is coming. For the great day of his judgment has come, and who will be able to stand? Well, of course, you're the ones that's being judged right now, and you're the only ones, besides the 2 billion people that Yahweh has arranged to help you in the near future. We're going to have a lot of help then. Right now, I know we're shorthanded in every field, but we won't always be this way. And we will be able to take care of ourselves. The people are being trained right now to become servants of yours, where you can be used in teaching and training teachers and governing like tens of thousands and millions and so forth. You'll have your hands full, so you won't have time for cooking and sewing then, but you got to prove yourself in this slave business. You got to prove yourself right now in order to have these servants working for you later. 2 billion of them serving. While you are used and given this great power, you will be using that power, but you will be using it constructively and putting the earth back like it was in its beautiful, perfect form, to where a person could live forever on the food. Not now. You couldn't do it now because of the Sandusky system that we see set up. And said to the houses, fall upon us, protect us from this wrath. Well, it's not wrath, of course. It's a wrath of the world that's taking place here. And then our job here, right here, on the next part, that's what we're doing now. And of course, we see the huge number of people as the great Kohan Shaul read this morning. He just gave you a glimpse of what is taking place there. I noticed today, boy, we took a sharp leap. It's like 83 million now. It's just fantastic what we're doing. But this, of course, is Yahweh's doing. He set it up. Yahweh always does things, but he gives men glory for doing it, because he uses the man. He uses the sons of men in order to do this. Well, that's what we're doing right now. And then verse 9 there, notice he looked. I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, tribes, and tongues, standing before the throne. Now that is for judgment, like you're standing before the throne right now for judgment. Well, I won't get very far here. I had a stack that I wanted to bring you, but I want to show you the Sandusky system now. First comes the fulfillment of the illegal lust that we see. Judge denies Philadelphia priest bid for house arrest. Of course, this is the man called, his name is Lynn Williams. He's like Sandusky, he and a number of others. And what I liked about this was the fact that he's over a big one. William Lynn. Lynn, 61, faces up to 7 years in prison. Well, that's really going to solve their problem there. You know, just put one more man in prison. And then you've got rid of all of it. Your prestige is up. Your ethics is up, back in place. And you got pride of all the world standing behind you. But it's the system we see here. And in Romans, if you wanted to turn there, you could, but I'll just quote it. Romans 1:28 said they didn't like to retain Yahweh in their knowledge. So he gives them over to a reprobate mind. Well, this is what we see coming forth in Sandusky. But brethren, Sandusky is not the only one out there, and many of them pulling strings that you wouldn't believe. We have them every day. Another movie star just this week confessed that he was gay, and he has always been gay, and he wasn't going to change. Well, of course, one day he'll probably beg us to help him to change, because we can change him. Sodomy is bad, but so is whoredom of any kind. And of course, we saw in Scripture where a person fit that field, and she repented when she finally realized that the prophecy was true. Well, these people don't know that the prophecies are true right now. They're sitting in a negative world. They don't believe. They're right in the point where they don't believe, so they are disobedient. As Hebrews 4, everyone should memorize that chapter 4 of Hebrews and chapter 10, because we have a high priest over the house of Yahweh in chapter 10. It's shown our forefathers in this system that Sandusky got caught up in, so did William Lynn. He got caught up in a stupid system that taught him to be a sodomite, or teaches people that sodomy is okay. Sodomy, like pork, and the two combined, brings confusion big time. Now, the science now knows this. Science is stupid, I know. They're ignorant. They got so much knowledge in front of them that they could partake of, but they choose a field that means nothing, and then they twist that to try to make money out of it. And of course, this ruins the whole thing. And they even deny evidence in doing so. Penn State, I asked, I can find the article here right quickly. Penn State could have been, you know, their study was geared to agriculture. But, of course, they could have improved the land to bring forth perfect crops as Yahweh created the land to be. Listen to this right here. Genetically modified crops benefit non-modified crops, research shows. So they're saying they're modified crops, and these tests are being done by University Park, Pennsylvania. That's Penn State. I knew it was tied to this in some way. But anyway, this is one article. They're saying they modified this crop because they were having trouble with silkworms, as having trouble with bacteria. And I don't know if you remember all the trouble I went to for weeks to show you about bacteria, microorganisms that control your food, that destroy your tree if the ground is too weak, and so forth. But I went through months of that in teaching what Yahweh had created in these microorganisms that you will have control of one day. They'll obey your every word. They'll actually be your be your servants, and you can tell them what you want them to do, and they will do it. But anyway, this study that went on in University Park, Pennsylvania, Penn State, where Sandusky got caught up with this teaching that Yahweh allowed, the reprobate mind teaching that Yahweh allowed our forefathers to pull themselves into. Now that's what he got caught up in. His mind is such a blur right now. We will be able to redo his mind. We'll be able to let the man have a chance to see Yahweh's way and to uphold it. Those people won't be in your group. Your group is the chosen group that will receive the power. No one else is going to receive it. You qualified for it, so you'll receive it. And that's what Yahweh showed. But they will have eternal life. They can have. It's possible that they'll be given eternal life. Sandusky is one. He will be given a chance one of these days. Because this system has totally blinded him. The world is deceived. You can't judge a deceived person. But Yeshua says, I don't judge the deceived. I only judge the called out ones. That's the reason you're here right now. You're being judged by Yeshua, our high priest. But now, transgenetic corn. Now, they invented and put into action bacteria. Fungus. I'll bring you more on that later. But there's there is friction in your body right now between healthy bacteria and non-healthy bacteria. Well, that's what we had in the corn. But it was put there for a purpose. And Yahweh made it perfect, made a perfect earth to grow it. So it didn't have to destroy the corn. There was nothing that they had to destroy, but that this parasite, bacteria, fungus, was there for the purpose of taking care of the land. If you don't take care of the land, it won't take care of you. That was a saying in my house. And Dad said, you've got to put back what you take out of the land. And the reason he said that, Bill, get your shovel and your sled, because I had a sled that I pull with a mule. Get your shovel and your sled and go out to the barn and start getting this fertilizer and putting it on the garden today. I was taught that lesson big time. Put back what you take out of the earth. And then you take care of the earth, it'll take care of you. Well, now, this great school, Penn State, it's one of the biggest in the world. It was financed and started by the Catholics way back when. Of course, when they got their great knowledge, and I'll show you this later, was in my generation. It was invented before then. But when the knowledge really started coming, when the increase of knowledge started, was in 1949, in my generation, and it boomed. What for? Big money and war. That's what for. But they have the corn, they have the bugs eating the corn, and this was costly. It's costing them about $2 billion a year or so or more in the loss of corn crops. So they tried spray, of course. That's what they put on your vegetables, by the way. And the Dirty Dozen, they're saying, is really dirty now. Well, what's it dirty with? It's dirty with parasites, fungi, bacteria. Oh, no, surely not. And it's being put on there by mankind. You know what a pesticide is? It's taken from pest. Pest. And they take pest and they use them as a spray to control other pests. It's bugs. And of course, they spray the crop with pests that kill the pest that was destroying their corn crop from unhealthy land that should have been built up the way Yahweh chose to build land, and then they wouldn't have had these pests to begin with. But they say that the modified corn now, since the pesticides didn't work, since they're not working anymore, and the bugs are resistant to the pesticides, you know how you spray your house with cockroach poison and then you think, well, boy, this is going to work forever. Wow, no cockroaches. And then pretty soon you see that little booger sticking his head out. So you go back and spray again, and here's a few more sticking their heads out. Well, they've become resistant to it. Well, here's what they did with the corn. They said, well, we'll take this, instead of spraying it on the corn, we'll put it in the corn. So the corn will have its own defense inside the corn. Well, of course, their toxicologists found out right away, hey, this is really causing us a lot of trouble, a lot of problems with the health. The people are getting sick off of this corn. But it's still in the corn. It's also killing the bees. It's too strong. It's killing the bees and other insects. He says, BT corn, introduced in 1996, has been bred to produce a toxin. Toxin. Well, what's a toxin? That's what the toxicologists, that's the school that they invented to study what in the world are we doing to cause this to be poison. It's a poison. Well, where does it get the poison? It comes from a bacteria that fights against the healthy bacteria in your body. Anything toxic to that healthy bacteria is a toxin. Well, they invented this class, probably in Penn State, to tell them what was wrong. So they had to measure it out and say, well, you can use this much toxin, but no more. Well, what's it going to do if we use this much? Well, it'll show up, but it'll show up later. How's it going to show up? Oh, cancer of the breast, cancer of the lower parts. But that's years later. Oh, well, that's okay. We'll make a bunch of money out there, too, that off of that, too, see? Each cancer is figured about $100,000 now, I think, $50,000 to $100,000. Well, anyway, the toxins from the soil bacterium. BT corn, introduced in 1996, has been bred to produce a toxin from the soil bacterium Bacillus thuringiensis. Now, I pronounce it Genesis, but because it's almost like they know that they're getting away from the original, and they're getting to this that's better than the original from this word they use. If you want to write it down, first word is bacillus. The second word is spelled T-H-U-R. I know you're familiar with that word because it comes from the same word as Thursday or Thor's Day, the god Thor's Day. So you're familiar with that part, T-H-U-R-I-N-G. So you're putting that god, you're godding it, thoring, or thumbing your nose at Genesis is what I say this word means. It's T-H-U-R, spell it again, T-H-U-R-I-N-G, or T-H-U-R-I-N, and then start again with G-I-E-N-S-I-S. They pronounce it differently than I do, but I can see what they're doing here. They're following the god Thor's day, or Thor's, and they're Thorsing Genesis. And I'm thinking maybe the man knew something, was maybe a little bit smarter than the average bear, you know. But this comes from Penn State. It's connected to it. University Park, Pennsylvania. Transgenetic corn is what the article is named. Well, here's the next article now that comes out. They got that problem solved because they got it in the corn. The corn fights off this toxin, this poison that's killing the corn, causing all kinds of trouble. Here's the next article, comes out in Science Daily. Modified crops reveal hidden cost of resistance. Science Daily, genetically modified squash plants that are resistant to debilitating viral disease become more vulnerable to fatal bacterial infection, according to biologists. So they solve, or they think they've solved a problem, and they've made it worse. And they don't know how to get rid of it now because it's both in the plant, it's in the genes, it's in the corn seed, it's everywhere now. So they don't know, and they're studying desperately to see how to solve this problem. Universities for sale. Pennsylvania State University Dairy Science Professor Larry Miller took part in BGH research, particularly funded by Upjohn, big money in medicine company, and a division of Eli Lilly participated in the research itself. Milk from the university research dairy herd is fed to a cooperative which serves the university students and the local community. Between 1986 and 1990, Monsanto paid nearly $500,000 to conduct four review studies at University of Vermont. Researchers covered up the fact that five deformed calves had been born at UVM in less than a year. Now, the deformed calves, they would not tell about. They covered it up so no one would know it. The University of Florida also did much of the research, revealed millions of gifts and grants from Monsanto. Monsanto admitted to receiving 95 reports in the first 6 months of sales from farmers and problems. 36 cows treated with the drug died, and 14 farmers have reported problems with mastitis. Monsanto did not report the case of a farmer in Florida who lost 9 cows and stated that another 15% of his herd needed to be culled or killed, he said. Well, this is the schools of higher learning that's going against Yahweh. These are the Sandusky schools that created, yes, a big problem for Sandusky, a big problem for the whole world, actually. And this is the problem that we will see, even in their own news, we will see that it's a problem that is bringing the world down. As Babylon is fallen, that is, it's falling, and it's going to fall completely before Yahweh in his loving kindness towards our brothers who are living this kind of stupid life like Sandusky. They're all going to be proven what they are doing to cause this problem and how it's going to end. Yahweh has prophesied it. He's prophesied what will take place in the end, and we're looking for that to break loose anytime. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next speaker. I love you, brothers and sisters.